Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and I would first like to thank you all for your time and your listening support. And I'd like to thank our sponsors. Our show today is on awareness. I was talking to Atana during the week, and he volunteered this topic for today. And I'm going to ask him in a minute why he chose that. But before we do that, I'd like to also let you know we've got two guests on the line who are here every week with us, Carol and the fantastic Saber. So if anybody's wondering who Atana is, he is the inspirational healer this show is dedicated to. You've just heard some of his music and you'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He's an author, musician, master energy healer, international teacher. And what really makes him special is he's created this unique method that he can teach to people. You can learn, you can buy his books, you can read it. It's called the Atana Method. And we discussed it on this program. We're going to talk about it today. And you can find it by Googling him or getting onto his website, atanamethod.com. So now I'd like to welcome very warmly Atana.
Hello, hello, hello. Wonderful, wonderful being. I'm so grateful that we have this amazing show.
You are amazing. Atana, I wanted to jump straight in and ask you, why did you pick awareness today? Because you said to me you really felt that what was coming up right now was that people needed to wake up to delusion and start to become very present and aware.
Well, I wasn't aware that I picked the topic. So awareness is our quest every day. Having more awareness, the more awareness we have, the more we can decide what our action's going to be, the more in harmony our actions are going to be. And so that's a very important aspect for me on an everyday, day-to-day basis, where I want to know more, see more, experience, express more in a loving and balanced way. And so awareness is so, it's so right on the point.
And so do you think that there's a real need for this? When I actually asked you, the other day, I said to you, Atana, what's coming up right now? You know, where, when you're working with your clients, what do you think is surfacing? And this need for awareness, obviously, at this moment, is quite paramount. Where do you see it most? What are you seeing?
I see it in new aspects of our life that we are deciding to be more present. So we're realizing that we have to have more of our infinite self present on a day-to-day basis, and everything that's interfering with that is basically being transformed and released or being brought to light so that we can make a decision that we can actually start healing or transforming it so that that space can be utilized for more awareness instead of traumatic experiences, resentment, rejection, all these energies that we are still holding on to for whatever reason, so that we can actually get to a place where we can fill it with consciousness, awareness, and then make really healthier life choices and life experiences.
So what does it look like when somebody isn't aware? What are the symptoms that you see for individuals or the planet?
Yes. Well, think about it this way. Think about we are driving a car, and we are driving a car and we are not aware of the signs that we see left and right. So we kind of keep on driving. We want to go from point A to point B, and ultimately we want to know what these signs mean in on the road, on the side of the road, and we want to know what these exits and entrance and speed signs, what they mean, so that we can adjust our behavior towards the complete, collective requires you filling in, flowing in. Think about it this way. A lane is closed on the highway. There's a sign, an arrow, very simple sign that says, you know, it's going to be just instead of two lanes, it's going to be one lane. People on the left lane, they know they have to merge to the right. So So if they don't know what to do, they're going to get to a point where they're at the end of the day at a dead end, and they just don't know what to do. And if they haven't applied themselves early enough to turn to the right, of course, we know all know how this is. The last car on the left side, nobody wants to let him or her in. And so you want to make sure that you know the signs in life as an awareness, so that you know how to enter, exit, apply yourself towards situations. But more importantly, when we don't have that awareness, we're running into stagnation, into interferences. We're running into heavier experiences that are literally being experienced as blocks. And when we experience that, we know something is off, because life is about flow, it's about spin, it's about moving, it's about having that ideal flow and rhythm. And when that is not happening, we know exactly we are off. Something is not flowing.
So that flow being off, does that show up? You get blocked, you're not feeling great, what you might feel depressed. What are some of those symptoms?
Well, of course. Think about it this way. We are energy systems. When our energy systems are out of balance, that affects our mood. That's affecting our performance at work, in life, in beingness. So anything that we have experienced in life brings us closer to realization of how we can improve, how we can get better. Life is about succeeding and flowing and actually giving you an opportunity to be more coherent with the overall expression of life, of the oneness, of the divine, however you want to call it. And if we are not in harmony with the divine, of course we're feeling depressed, because we don't feel like we're part of the overall oneness and we're not being considered. And ideally, we want to step into this oneness consciousness where we're realizing we are part of this overall God consciousness or divine universal consciousness. When we feel separated, isolated, and when we feel there is the separation, the illusion of separation is happening, we feel basically alone. When you feel alone, you feel powerless. And sometimes you feel you can go into your aloneness, into the all oneness. But usually when we feel separated from life, from our source energies, we feel usually pretty heavy, depressed, you know, the mood is affected and so on. And, you know, when you have these moments, you can reconnect yourself to this oneness consciousness. You can connect yourself back to the ideal flow of awareness, knowing that you're part of everything, instead of thinking that you're alone on the planet. What's an illusion? Because even if you think you're alone, you cannot be even alone, because all these multidimensionalities, there's beings and spirits and energies and angels, and everything is around all the time, 24/7. So the thought that you're alone, abandoned, it's not even a reality.
It's a good way of thinking about it, because I'm sure a lot of people feel alone in the world, and I think we've spoken about that topic before on one of our other shows. But Atana, this topic of awareness, I guess a lot of people do things to numb out, not be aware, even just being distracted by so many things like social media, the phone, so many distractions in the world. Let's talk about increasing awareness. It is, I guess, something that if you do daily, bit by bit, you can train yourself to become more aware. Could you give us some ideas, please, of how we fine-tune our awareness?
Well, you can, of course, energy work is one of the major aspects how you can go deeper into energy work, into consciousness. I mean, then you can do meditation, you can healthy workout, you can focus on, you know, on your own enlightenment, literally in a Buddhist prayer way, or in prayers towards the divine. But you can also do something very interesting. You can start with your energy work, activate all of your energy centers. You can cleanse your whole energy system. You can detox your system. And when your system is in a natural state, it knows exactly what to do and how to conduct your consciousness. A lot of the confusion that we're experiencing is due to toxins, emotional toxins, mental toxins, spiritual toxins, physical toxins. And the more you get into a detox mode, and the clearer you get, the clearer you can connect with the divine. A lot of the distortions we're experiencing is due to toxins.
So let's just discuss that a little bit more. So you're talking, and you've got a great book called Sacred Inner Dialogue, and it goes really quite deep into this area of toxins. And you've got chapters about it. So if anybody wants to learn more about it, Atana's book is a great resource to look further into this. But when we talk about toxins on a level of spiritual, psychic, astral, can you just talk a little bit more about that, please? Because some of our listeners might not be understanding what that is referring to.
Yes. Think about heavy metals in the physical body. And as we think about heavy metals in the spiritual in the physical body, we can look easily at the emotional body, where we still hold emotional toxicity, experiences that have hurt us, traumatic emotional experiences, mental experiences, thought processes that are running, that are constantly depleting our self-worth, our self-love, our love. And so any programs, any self-limiting programs could be toxins. Spiritual programs like I'm unworthy kind of programs, instead of like God made me in his own image. Or when you get into this place where you're being programmed in a toxic way, emotionally or mentally or spiritually, that's all toxic energy that then attracts toxic physical experiences. And that's something, even eating abused animals is a toxic energy, because it leads to abused experiences, because we're containing and agreeing to abuse. So it starts really in the fine, smaller aspect, the micro to the macro, where you then realize where we really hold this unconsciousness, and where awareness is important to know. If I know this is an abused animal that I'm eating, or the meat of an abused animal that I'm eating, then I either have to very much neutralize it through amazing prayers, or I have to say I'm not agreeing to this, and I'm gonna rather just eat something else or organic. And these are conscious awareness choices. They're not convenient because maybe you're away 20 miles from an organic farmer or something, and so you're making the effort to go there because of your conscience. Then you don't always have the time to do it, and a lot of people are in a time crunch, and they're making decisions out of lack of time.
Well, we're going to have to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more on this topic. It's quite fascinating. So stay tuned, listeners, and we will be back in just a moment. welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. We just had a quick commercial break, and before we did so, we were talking about toxins and how they create static, or how they create an obstacle to awareness. It's a very interesting topic, and one that I really want to dive further into with one of our guests today. So we're going to bring in Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're so happy to have you. Atana's just been talking about toxins and their ability to create static, or an obstacle to awareness. I'd love to hear from you, Carol, a little bit about this topic.
Well, it is interesting, this whole concept of having the clarity of awareness and stepping away from what's not clear, right? So sometimes when we're in those toxic interferences, whether it's in the negative self-talk or the spiritual toxicity, the programming maybe that we were brought up in, sometimes we start to believe that, because that's what's in front of us, that's the toxicity in our system, that we believe that that's true and real. And it can be a real interesting thing as we navigate out of being toxic and into being clear in the awareness. I remember at one point in my journey, I really was having that awareness of, like, really shifting out of, when I was leaving that 30-year marriage that I've talked about before, and I was shifting out of programs that were implemented in that marriage that were like the self-talk and or the programming that I was less than. And as I became more and more clear, I had to really stop sometimes and ask myself, like, is this real? Like, what is it that's real? And the more I focused on clearing my chakras and expanding my chakras, the easier it was to determine, oh, that's an old program, and this is what's clear. This is what's real. This is the oneness connection. And so to that end, I say this is like the beauty of what Atana has provided for us with the Sacred Inner Dialogue, but especially with his course. Because when you can learn how to cleanse your chakras yourself and clear the chakras and recharge the chakras, which is a major part of the Atana Method course, then that's doing the energetic detox. And so when you're working with these energy centers, you're being able to access those bodies that he talked about, the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body, you know, as well as the physical body, because behind each of the chakras, you know, we can access the physical. So it's just another thank you, Atana, you know, for having this available to people, so that we can all learn how to clear our chakras and recharge, so that we can clearly have that source connection, so that we can remember that we are in the oneness, and that we can't not be in the oneness. I remember times when I would, you know, be whining or complaining to Atana, and he would look at me and say, oh, so you're the special one that's, like, not included in the oneness? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yes, I am always supported. We're always part of the oneness. And how more we can get our clarity with our focus, with our energy work, come where we can remember that.
So thank you, Carol. I'm just going to let our listeners know that this program that Carol's been mentioning is actually available on Akana's website. So if you want to find it, you just go to www.akanamethod.com and you will find the program there. You can do it distance or you can do it. Can you do the course, Carol, face-to-face with Akana in his studio?
Yes. I teach the course. Atana has taught a group of teachers, and so it's seamless. It works really well. The online course is available, which is done by Atana himself, and so you get all the information you need. And then when you come to have the 3-day intensive weekend, it's a beautiful time then to really have the experience of working with the energy, with a group of other people and with the teacher, and then you really have that experiential learning, and it's a wonderful time. I'll be teaching my next course March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, by the way.
Okay, thank you for that. So, I wish I could come to that. That'd be amazing. I'm sure that you're an incredible teacher of the Atana method as well.
I would love to have
you in the flesh. So, Carol, just in terms of awareness and why that's such an important aspect of this method, could you talk a little bit to that, please?
Yes. I remember a time when I used to work in healthcare. And I'm fascinated by our brain and what our systems can do. And I remember a time, awareness is to me such a fascinating topic. And I used to work with people who had strokes. So they had things happen to their brain damage. But I remember learning that the brain itself, so fascinating that, when you look at a picture of buttercup, a flower, okay? So whether you look at the picture of the flower or you're seeing a real flower or you're just remembering that you saw the flower, the brain, categorizes that the same. And I find that fascinating. So it's like how we work with our perception of reality. So with bringing that back to the energy healing, what is it you want to achieve? Where do you want to go with, why do you want to do energy work? You want to do energy work to cleanse and clear your system, to clear out negative thoughts, to clear out sadness, depression. So your perception then is your goal. I want to be, I want to have my energy flowing, because when my energy is flowing and I feel like I'm connected to source and I'm in the oneness, then I'm going to be free from those interferences and those distractions that feel heavy and feel like a burden. And so it's shifting the awareness from, ugh, this is heavy, to what am I doing? I'm doing energy work so I can feel lighter and freer.
Mm-hmm. Right. I love that. Thank you. We're going to go to another quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to the fantastic Saber. So stay tuned.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Listeners, we have been discussing today the topic of awareness and some of the obstacles to awareness and why it's important. If you're liking what you're hearing and you want to find out more about Atana's work or find some of his music that you've been listening to or his courses, whether they be physical or online like the ones I've done, you can jump onto his website, which is atanamethod.com. You can also go to his crystal stores. He's got several crystal stores that are magnificent. You can look them up on his Instagram page or his Facebook page. You can see what they look like. You can see some of the beautiful crystals in them, and you can go to them. And the addresses for all of them are on the website as well. So we have another guest with us today, Faber, who is with us regularly. Hello, Faber.
All right. We are going to get blessed today. I am filled with so much light, and I am filled with so much spirit. I cannot wait to send it out into the universe and send the love. Please receive it, because this is like Christmas present for you all. There's so many beings sitting here with me just waiting to bless you and waiting to surround you with love and light and cover you with a blanket of hope and kindness and respect for self. So please, please, please bring it on in. Breathe it in like you breathe in air. Look at the trees and let the dew drop on you like you're walking through a forest. Feel the healing, because it is happening now. You are healing now. And I am healing with you. So this is the best part of my job. I get to do this with you. And thank you for that. And I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you,
girl. We have got so many beings here right now that have come from all over the galaxy to help us today, and this is like monumental, this moment in time, and we are going to let this happen. I am ready to release this, and so are they. So Merry Christmas to you all. Happy New Year. This is your present for me and all of these beautiful beings. A beautiful, beautiful sparkle in the heart to help you heal for the rest of the year.
Fabulous. We love that. Thank you for bringing that on. Faber, where are you? What have you been doing?
Well, I have been blessed to come down to the south here of the United States, and I am by a beach, and I'm looking at waves coming in right now, and they're crashing, and there's salt air splashing up against my window, and I've never seen anything like this before. When I was driving down here a couple of days ago, I already had beings visiting me as I'm coming down in the car, and I'm seeing beings from the bottom of the ocean that have like rainbow eel hair, and they're walking around with trident spears and almost like Poseidon-looking beings, and they're on this spaceship-looking vehicle that goes in the ocean, and they're right here in front of me. They're just hanging out, and they're all here for you and I, whoever's listening, whoever wants to heal, they're here to help us. And I have enough balls to admit that this is happening, and I'm going with it because I care about you guys so much. I'm just going to release it. So bring it on in, everybody. It's happening. Change is afoot. And when they start, you know, when these beings start being part of our consciousness and our world as we know it, you know, 100, 200 years from now, they'll listen to this and say, oh, Faber was calling it. Yes, she was. Look at that. One of the first people who actually started talking about it. So thank you. And I'm proud to be that intercessor or that interpreter, if you will, because the love that's for us and that's surrounding us, that's available, that Tana always talks about, the connectedness, the oneness, it's real. And we need to stop the sadness and the way that we are seeing and doing ourselves and our experiencing, because It's not real. It's like a booby trap, right? Remember that movie, what was that called, when the kids were like in the pirates and all those pirates at the booby trap so the kids couldn't get to the treasure, right? There are beings, dark entities, dark energies, global organizations that don't want us to get to our treasure. And I am saying right now to stop with the booby trap, letting them get to you so you can be wholly who you are.
Thank you. That is beautiful. And can we tie somehow into all of what you've just said, the topic of our show today, awareness? Is there a connection there?
Definitely. So you keep hearing that sound. I apologize. That's going out into the universe there. You hear that sound?
It's like a siren.
It's a thunder.
Well,
it's a
that's not me. That's not me. I don't know what that is, but I'm hearing
you. In that kind of town.
Okay.
We're just getting a download.
Our frequency is waking up everything.
Sorry.
That's okay. So I was thinking, I was sitting here the other day looking at the ocean, and I have these towers. There's five towers. I was thinking about what Atana was saying, that when you live at the penthouse, right, when you stopped all the booby traps and you've got to the penthouse, right, but you've got levels and apartments and condos within your tower that beings that are uninvited are kind of moving in, right, and you're not aware of these, right, and some of us are, but some of us are not. Most of us are not. And right now, we have to start teaching each other, the ones that are aware. Because you know, within 30 seconds, if you're an aware being, if you're talking or if you're in front of someone who is not aware, you know it right away. You can smell it. You can hear it. You can feel it. You know it, right? And so go ahead and speak your truth. Tell them what you know, or even hint to what you know. Because you might just be saving their life. You might just be saving their children's lives by speaking up and helping them to clear out their system. Because all of that information, all of that darkness will be sent down to the lines of hereditation, right? The genetic material, all of that goes through the system. So be you. Be all of you. If you are someone who's a facilitator of change, and you've been told your whole life that what you're saying is weird or odd or unusual or different, you are the one who are supposed to be the loudest right now. Open your mouth and start talking. Open your heart and start feeling and sending it out. We do not need you on the sidelines anymore. And there's people like me and Atana and Anna and Carol and John. There's a half of a world out there that wants you in the game, that we want you on point, being who you are. We're proud of you. You're not weird to us. You're awesome to us. And we know what you're saying is true, right? So please be who you are. Don't let your tower be filled with entities that you know are there, but you don't want to look at them. You don't want to talk about them and just let them keep living there and make you feel sad and make you feel uncomfortable and make you feel downtrodden. You can clear out your system and be a happy, healthy, awesome leader to lead us out of this mess that we have all created together. And you can do it, because if I can do it, you can do it too. Because I'm telling you, I was a hot mess, a hot mess. I didn't want to be on this planet 10 years ago. And the Lord blessed me with children, I know, almost like a booby trap, because if I didn't have children, I wouldn't have stayed. So it was kind of like this thing that set me up for, I'm going to be here, I'm in it to win it now, I'm going to continue. And I'm so thankful that I found Atana, I'm so thankful that I found you all, but I'm so thankful that I found myself. I found my voice. And it may be loud, it may be annoying to some people, but for a lot of people, it is grace. And it's love, and it's God speaking to them in their darkest hour. And we need it. We need more people doing this. And if this is what sounds like something you have been made to do, please start doing it. And take a ton of classes and get rid of all of the baggage that you're bringing into your daily life and be who you are supposed to be.
I love that. Thank you, Saber. That is great. Because even when life is really hard or hard going, or you don't even want to be where you're at, and some people have terrible physical illnesses and, you know, just tragic life circumstances, you can still do this work. And in the midst of all of that, you can find this place that you're talking about. Is that correct?
Without a doubt. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart and my soul that this is real, that you can change anything. Those illnesses, you can heal them. Those circumstances, you can change them. Anything is possible. Miracles are not supposed to be once in a while. They're not supposed to be these things that happen once every couple of years. Miracles happen every nanosecond of every freaking day. And there are powers that do not want us to realize the power that we possess. And when we start talking about it and sharing it with each other, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and more powerful. And we are going to feel this place before you know it. And people will say, how is that possible? How could that happen? This place is a hot mess. But they don't realize the magic. It's not even magic. It's almost, people don't realize how scientific it all is, but it's science combined with love and power. And it goes out into the universe, and it creates miracles. And every single one of us has a key to it. And if we want to use it, it's up to us. No one's gonna force us to say, I'm going to force you to heal yourself. I'm going to force you to have this awesome life. I'm going to force you to change your circumstances. You wouldn't believe how many times I've looked people in the eyes and said, you don't have to live like this. And they'll look back at me, and they'll say, but I don't deserve it. I don't know how to do it. And those answers right now are not valid anymore. Because number one, you deserve it. Number two, we have the teachings here and they're ready to go. So if you're ready, we're ready to teach you. Now it's up to you if you want to change your life. And it's as simple as that.
Bringing awareness to all of that.
Hallelujah. I love it.
Woo!
Now,
we're going to go to one last quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to jump right in. That was fabulous. Thank you, Saber. We have just been having a chat with Saber, who is on fire today and sharing her healing love with everybody online. So thank you, Saber. That was great. I'm coming back to you, Atana. We have you back again now just to talk a little bit about this topic of awareness or make any comments you wanted to Saber. I think I might have cut you off a little bit.
I love Sava's comment today. She is on fire. Lady on fire. She makes it happen.
Woo! Yeah!
I mean, she gives us all a reminder that we have really, if we want to, there are excuses, but there's really not an excuse not to step into our progress, into backing up, into fortifying our awareness. Because we all know these situations where we know exactly something is going on and we haven't spoken up because we didn't know how that's going to sound to the people. And often we didn't want to mess with the status quo. And our insight that we have can save lives because we have these inputs, these divine inputs for a reason. They're not just to be being there just to be ignored. There should be nothing that's just being there to be ignored. There's a reason for everything. And when we speak these truths and when we speak what we feel, what we sense, just because other people didn't care for it, because they felt it was too inconvenient for them to deal with the truth, well, they helped suppress this and create a suppression pattern in a lot of people. And when Saber talks this way, it's not like she's not scolding, but she is reminding us all that we need to speak up when we sense something, even if we don't fully believe that we have the confidence or that we even gonna be even being heard. So understand, the universe is listening 24/7. The multiverse is with us because we are the multiverse. So us voicing it means we appreciating what we know, what we feel, what we experience, our perception, our awareness. And the moment we start speaking our truth, it doesn't matter if people hate it or love it. But the moment we start speaking it, something profoundly important is happening. We're giving our intuition, our awareness a voice. When we give, and look how many movies out there. Somebody gave these movies a voice. Somebody actually find it worthy for paying, producing some of these movies. And some of the movies you have seen, and you probably agree, some of them is like, what? Why would anybody create a movie like this? And even for the silliest of expressions, of awarenesses or stories that have been a voice, why should be not a voice for your own awareness being right there with you? And why should you not be that voice? And when Saber says that, she reminds us that we have our awareness. And how many times have we not expressed what we feel or we felt like, oh, this is probably not appropriate. Who knows what people would think in this moment? Oh my God. And let me tell you, you better put your foot in your mouth sometimes to make that experience of difference and change and realize actually, you know what? I was fully on the right track. Because how do you know if you're right or wrong if you don't constantly have that requesting, that repercussion experience, that cross-reference experience, where you know, oh, I said this. What is the result? What is the echo of what I'm just saying? And so it gives you an idea how much you're in alignment of your intuition and how you can improve it. But you have to start being the voice for your emotions. You have to be the voice for your heart, for your purpose, for your intuition, and ultimately for your awareness. And that's beautiful. So thank you very much for reminding us of that, Saber. So when we go deeper into our awareness and we have more and more awareness, the first thing that we feel is overwhelmed. Because once you feel so much more or you sense so much more, and I have different stages in my life where I got initiated or activated in awareness, and often I have this feeling of being overwhelmed. So do not be afraid. When you're overwhelmed, that's a really good sign, because then your system starts to expand. Because when you're not overwhelmed, your system doesn't have to expand. The moment you expose yourself to these different new scenarios, your system is going to expand, your awareness, your heart, your emotions. Your spirit is coming from expansion anyway. You're actually expanding. expanding your mental faculties to your awareness, because our awareness is not just what we mentally experience, but think about the awareness as consciousness, as higher levels of consciousness that are coming in, more and more awareness coming in means we have to apply ourselves to that awareness. Of course, we're going to feel immediately overwhelmed, but then our system copes with it and says, okay, we just have to expand. And so that's how you get yourself into holding, containing more awareness by actually dealing with it and not running away from it, but actually like, okay, I can handle this. I can contain my higher levels of awareness right now in this moment. And then our system has to apply itself.
Very interesting. And so when we get to these higher levels of awareness, what happens?
Well, first of all, we're going to have, think about it, how we go from one school year to the next school year. We start out in school, kindergarten, and then we learn more and more and more. And we have a whole different understanding of how we can approach life. And a lot of the rookie mistakes, so to speak, we don't have to do, because we know exactly where this leads to. We have a formula, and with awareness comes different formulas. We know this equals that. We know if we eat this, we're going to feel that way. If we do this, we're going to feel this way. And we have a more karmic understanding of what our actions create in the long run, or karmically or energetically speaking. And with energy work, you get into a very fast track and fast lane of recognizing what this action, what this intention, what this energy is going to do. So you're learning to discern and decide which energies to use, utilize throughout your day, because you know what repercussions or what outcome or what it creates for an echo in the overall multiverse, you know?
Yeah, right. Okay. So that makes sense. And then you can teach them to others.
Absolutely. And you can at least improve your own life. And from improving your own life, people are going to come to you and say, hey, how did you change your life? You were, I knew you. You were like, you were this way, and I experienced you for the last 5 or 10 years. You were my friend. And what changed? What happened? What did you do different that you're now like on the fast track?
That would be nice to have people say that about you. So, Atana, we're going to have to finish up soon, but just in terms of building awareness and building these skills, what are some of the quickest techniques or simplest techniques to get people on the path?
One of the quickest is ultimately was for me getting into this oneness consciousness, getting into energy work. Because when you do energy work on yourself, something profoundly important is happening. You are actually becoming self-sufficient. You're becoming energetically independent. And when you are energetically independent, you can determine when you're energetically aligned and when you're not. And we subconsciously or consciously doing this anyway. Think about it this way. You have a moment where you feel totally drained. What if you have a cure in this moment to energetically shift that frequency and you're super recharged instead of drained? How dramatically would the outcome of the situation change?
Hugely.
Right? And energy work is one of the most powerful tools, not just any energy work. And, you know, all energy work has a place. All energy work has a place. A different awareness. Or different conscious levels. When I developed the Atana method, I already factored so many components into that, so many experiences into that, that I already have experienced, like entity clearing, like letting go of family patterns, family dynamics, faucets that are still draining us, programs from past lives, adjusting the frequency of our chakras, getting our power back. All of these are factored in the Atana method. So when you do the work with the Atana method, you're working basically on 7 to 8 different dimensions at the same time. If not considering all the dimensions, because you're coming from oneness and you're approaching it from the oneness, and you are basically adjusting the finite belief system to infinite. And so that brings you right back into being part of this oneness, consciousness. And it's a fast track, but you know, it's also intense, because you have to have also the capacity to deal with all of these experiences at the same time. And just think about it, when you already feel overwhelmed, you can feel 4 or 5 times overwhelmed. That means we have to get you into the shape of being an athlete, a spiritual athlete, an energy athlete, so you can deal with all of this at the same time. If you would run, let's say, 5 miles on a certain speed, let's say 12 miles an hour, you would be totally exhausted. But a marathon runner that runs these for a living, they can go 20 miles like this, and it's still okay. And they have their systems and how to deal with that. And the Atana method, this energy healing method, will help you to create systems, create support lines, to create adjustments so that you can actually go into your peak performance in your life. So that means in all your past lives, future lives, parallel lives, this can be a central point where you can say, I'm making a stand. This is my transformational life.
Here, here.
Here, here.
Yeah. I got fired up from Saber.
Everybody's fired up today. Everybody's fired up. We are going to have to, unfortunately, say goodbye to today. But what a great show. Thank you, everybody, for making this happen. Thank you for showing up, and thank you for contributing such love to all our listeners. And I just want to say farewell, and I will let Carol say farewell.
Goodbye to our wonderful listeners. And remember, intention is such a big thing. So all you really have to do is say, I want to be aware of my oneness consciousness. Have your intention.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Saber, say goodbye to everybody, please.
I'm surprised you're letting me have the microphone again after that. Thank you.
Allow me to be part of this, and to even listen to me for 1 second. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't believe in this wholeheartedly and believe in you. So please make the changes today. You can do anything. You're a sparkling star of light that shines brightly. Please see it in yourself, because I do. We do. I love you. Have a wonderful week. See you next week.
Yay. And it's Tana. Let's come holding back to you.
Thank you. Everybody, our listeners, Dawn, Anna, Saber, and wonderful Carol, all of our listeners, know we are here for you. Know there's amazing transformative tools available for you. Whenever you think there's no way out, think again. There's many ways in and many ways out. We got several good proven systems that you can utilize. Please tune in and just listen, tune into the frequency. Sometimes it doesn't sound like it makes sense, but just feel the energy behind it. Feel the energy, feel the love behind it, and then lead with your heart into your new life.
Thank you, Atana. Beautifully said. And we will be back next week. Thank you to everybody.
Thank you.